We will say good afternoon. We continue today in Mishnah So from in Siman Lamed Vav, and today we're going to focus on the letters of Fe and Tzadik. So the Mishnah Sofrim begins by talking about we'll start with the letter of Fe. So the Mishnah Sofrim explains that a Fe is formed from an oversized Chof and an upside-down inverted Vav that essentially hangs inside of it. So L'chatchila, the interior area of the Fe, which represents the empty space inside of it, should have the form of a beis. If you're looking in the Dirshim Mishnah Berurah, so you can see in the Be'urin that they have actual picture of this. The outer rim of the chaf is formed the usual way, but inside the chaf there is a squared indentation in the line that connects the top and the bottom. This indentation forms the heel of the beis. The inner edges of the chaf's top, bottom, and connector form the outer edge of the beis, and the edges of the hanging vav form the interior outline of the beis. So interestingly enough, in the Mishnah Sofrim in Os Tzadik, so this is also brought down in the Be'urim, see, he brings down another interesting idea, that as far back as the times of the Rishonim, Ashkenazim and Sfaradim used different alphabets. So the Ashkenazi alphabet is referred to as Ksav Beis Yosef, and the Sfaradi alphabet is Ksav Velish. So according to many poskim, each Ksav is kosher for the other group only b'diavad. But according to some poskim, it's even kosher l'chatchila. There is even an opinion which holds that it is possible to fulfill one's obligation by wearing tefillin in which the Shalrosh and Shalyad were written in different scripts. There is an opposing opinion which holds that Ashkenazim may not fulfill their obligation with Ksav Velish, even b'diavad. So this is quite interesting. So essentially, there's a machlokis, a three-way machlokis as to what happens if Ashkenazim or Sephardim use the other's print. So, and again, their shitos range everything from l'chatchila, it's okay, to b'diavad, one is not yosi. So clearly, again, halacha l'maisa, if one is Ashkenazic, one should clearly try to avoid using Sephardic writing, Sephardic alphabet, and similarly, again, Sephardim should avoid using the Ashkenazic alphabet. The Mishnah Sofrim then continues with the Tzadik. So a Tzadik is formed from a Yud and a Nun. In the standard Ashkenazi script, a regular Yud is used. So again, remember, if you're looking in the following in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, and you are looking at the letter Tzadik, so you could see that again you have the Nun. Now, when you're looking at the letter itself, so you'll notice the Nun looks a little bit different than if one was writing a regular straight up Nun, and you could see that's because the part of the Nun, the part that extends downward from the base, is slanted in towards the left, and the Yud is attached on the right side. And you could see again that the Yud is also placed in there at a slant. So in the Sfaradi and Kabbalistic Ksav, an inverted Yud is used. Both forms of the letter can be found in ancient sources, writes the Mishnah Sofrim. So halacha l'maisa, this is quite interesting. So sometimes you'll see a tzaddik, again, today's day and age, pretty much you will find that the tzaddik is written as you see it in the Dirshim Mishnah Berurah, namely again with the Yod, the right, quote-unquote, the right way. But interestingly enough, sometimes you will find it on it with an inserted, with an inverted Yod, and technically speaking, such ksav would be kosher. The Mishnah Sofrim also goes on to explain that if you look at the Nun, because it's written like a regular Yun, you'll have the three tagin, the three protrusions from the top, one protrusion kind of extending a little bit leftward, one protrusion extending a little bit rightward, and one going straight up, and the Yud itself is pretty much written as a regular Yud. So we'll say we'll stop over here for today, and Amir HaSashem continue in the Mishnah Sofrim tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.